Hey, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place.
Welcome back.
Look around.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, August 24, 2023. How wild and dystopic, probably this wild and dystopic, that we have continued on in the kind of celebration of ignorance that Carl Sagan wrote about, I mentioned in the last hour, and we don't seem to be concerned that we are on a collision course with destruction. And if you're not familiar, by the way, with the what I was talking about earlier, you know, Terry Crews as Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho announcing his bid for president in 2024, you should look it up, because it has been kind of a cult thing over the last few months. And as I said in the last segment, you know, we could have played an excerpt from Springer or whatever, Maury, Sally, Jesse, whatever. But I think that would contribute to the celebration of ignorance, and I don't want to do that. It's pretty sad, I think, when you really think about it, because this is what we're becoming. The storytellers rule society, and, you know, does this content influence us? I don't know what's happening, you know. Does the conscription of mirror neurons influence us? It's interesting what a magnetic effect this has, and how difficult it is to resist it, it seems. Know what kind of habitual behavior does this create? The chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. Or, as Samuel Johnson put it, the chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broken. The diminutive chains of habit are seldom heavy enough to be felt until they are too strong to be broken. Something like that. Been said many times, many ways, by several people. But, you know, it's kind of like starting with a Twinkie or a Ding Dong or a Ho-Ho or whatever. And then that becomes your three square meals of the day, so to speak. And the next thing you know, you're pretty far down the road, and the road back to something healthy and not self-destructive is almost impossible to see. And that seems to be where we are in America. And all of this theater, this political theater, seems designed to get us fighting. And we need to step back, you know, and be able to take an objective assessment of things. Like I said, I do agree with the point that Chris Christie made when the, you know, when Bret Baier asked the candidates, you know, if Donald Trump ends up being the guy for the Republican ticket, will you support him? And Chris Christie had some, you know, Vivek's hand shot up and everybody else sort of followed suit. And Chris Christie did something strange. Not sure what he did. But when he was asked about it, that's when he made the point of clarification that the behavior is beneath the office of president. I do agree with that. But is it possible to step away from all of this without having some kind of personal emotional involvement? That's the thing that's crazy. So deeply invested in this stuff, and I think a lot of it has to do with confirmation bias and psychological forces that have been weaponized against us. This is my guy, never my guy, that kind of stuff. Rather than some kind of objective conversation. And, you know, this all reminds me of Neil Postman talking to us about this stuff. You know, technology giveth, but it also taketh. We don't talk enough about what it taketh. Some of the things that he anticipated were right there. Remember, we've played the clips of Neil Postman talking about the standard for political debate used to be the Lincoln-Douglas debates of several hours. And now, as he mused, Neil Postman, this thing that we have now, and that was back in the 90s, he was talking about this. You have 2 minutes to respond, and then, you know, your opponent has 30 seconds to rebut. He says, you can't, you know. So, you know, let's talk about conflict in the Middle East. So you're gonna unpack that in 2.5 minutes? Sufficiently? It's absurd. So back to Carl Sagan. We might get away with this for a while, but sooner or later, this combustible mixture of ignorance and power, and, you know, you could sprinkle in other stuff, like the candy coating or the sprinkles on it is the titillation and the excitement. Because, you know, we are, I've mentioned it before, we're sort of a junkie society in many ways. The economic system creates you know, it's basically a Ponzi scheme. So the folks who learn the first money game at places like Wharton or London School of Economics know that, you know, the government contracts are probably the best contracts to get because, A, Uncle Sam's going to pay, and B, it's first money. It's rolling off the presses, so to speak, while the ink is still wet. And so you benefit from the first money game because eventually those units of currency in circulation will find equilibrium. And then eventually, if you're touching them on the tail end, it's detrimental. There's a disparity that's created. So, you know, it's a junkie society, and among the things that we are sort of trained to be addicted to is the dopamine stuff. You know, we are our own worst enemies in that sense. All of these things that we are encouraged to be addicted to, like the social media stuff. Play the clip of Sean Parker talking about that from time to time. We knew this and we did it on purpose anyway. That should be a crime. Or, you know, morally reprehensible at the very least, and something that causes people to avoid someone like Sean Parker in droves. But again, it's, you know, we're told it's a power evolving world, and, you know, in a Nietzschean society, might makes right. And so, you know, if you can operate on a Machiavellian basis and take advantage of the naive folks around you, hey, all the better. This is not a recipe for long-term success by any stretch of the imagination. So anyway, the debates last night, if you caught them, you know, it was interesting. I started today's broadcast in the first hour talking about the Tucker Carlson episode that dropped 5 minutes before the debate started, episode 19, Debate Night with Donald Trump. What do you know about that? And it looks like at this point, I forget what it was 174 million, something like that in the first hour. Now it's over 200 million views, that episode. But again, all of this is theater, you know, and it's interesting how everything plays out in plausibly deniable sort of fashion, or in a fashion that you can sort of make of it whatever you want. It's a choose your own adventure society that we are finding ourselves in. And as I've said before, it's liminal warfare. You know, we are the co-conspirators. We are the co-creators in chaos magic sort of fashion. That's what's happening. There are things that are teased out, and because your mind wants to make a connection, it will make assumptions. And that's a big, I think that's a big part of the conflict that's being fomented. People don't talk specifics. People are not precise with their language. That was one of the points from yesterday's broadcast. We played clips from Chuck Missler's How to Avoid Deception, speaking specifically on alleged biblical contradictions or controversies. And I was just sort of making the point that what you find usually when you find on your own, not when someone does the yea hath God said, like the serpent did in Genesis 3, not that, but when you feel like you genuinely come across something that seems to contradict something else in the Bible, in my experience, that's, and others have said the same or similar, that's an invitation to investigate further. Kind of like we do with children sometimes. You have children, you know, that sometimes you don't feed them all of the answers. You want them to work through problems on their own a little bit, or, you know, wrestle through things maybe they don't understand, and you're trying to help them grow and mature and things. So you might give them something to investigate a little bit. But in playing the clips that we played, one of the points that Chuck Missler made was along these lines, being precise, precision in terms. Imprecision exposes one to error. For example, the first deception. Genesis chapter 3. Yea, hath God said, nah, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So precision and use of terms, not just biblically, but in life, is good advice. The absence of synonyms, biblically speaking, ostensible overlaps point to keys, nuances, discoveries. The Holy Spirit exploits those differences, so to speak. But, you know, we've become lazy and largely apathetic, which, again, is interesting. I mean, we're inundated constantly, and we are responsible for inundating ourselves. We're constantly saturated with media and stimulation. And so I think this has a tendency to feed into what Larkin, Texas describes as the three A's: amnesia, abelia, and apathy. Is it ignorance or apathy? I don't know, and I don't care. And as Lark points out, with amnesia, the collective memory dies. Abelia is the conditioned loss of will, and apathy signifies our lack of concern or care, because we've been so shocked with all of this stimulation for so long, the constant inundation and the constant saturation, that we're desensitized, completely desensitized. And as Lark points out, all three A's will eventually lead to our subjugation or our acculturation or our suicide, leaning toward Emile Durkheim's suicide and Martin Seligman's learned helplessness. And, you know, Lark mentions the Star Trek theme, you know, we're the Borg. Your culture will adapt to our service. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated, basically. And that's the Hellenistic impulse. So, you know, maybe what's happening is not healthy, and maybe we should do something about it, you know. Maybe our habits that have formed patterns of behavior, the chains of our habits that were too light to be felt until they were too heavy to be broken, maybe these are not healthy habits. Maybe these are not healthy patterns of behavior. Maybe it turns out that it's not, you know, it's not just a movie is disingenuous, or excuse me, maybe it's just a movie is disingenuous, and maybe it's not just a movie. Maybe these cultural influences have more bearing on us than we realize. I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir. So, how crazy? Let's see. Just some little things. People noticed some stuff. We played some stuff in the first hour. I thought it was very interesting that Blinken said last month, you know, that NATO has an open door policy, Russia has an open windows policy, and this, you know. And that's disingenuous because, you know, again, in the fashion of the African proverb, the Swahili proverb, when elephants fight, the grass suffers. NATO is no better, you know, but the State Department is a captured agency like everything else. So, Giuliani surrendered at Fulton County Jail yesterday, right? We talked about that a little bit. Not Giuliani specifically. You know, people getting shot by the Secret Service and rounded up. Crazy stuff. Texas woman has been arrested after leaving threatening messages for Judge Tanya Chutkan. That was last week. Who was overseeing President Trump's election interference case. See, they're trying to... You know what that does? I mean, that's just... It's agitprop. Trying to foment controversy and conflict. Stir up a clash of civilizations. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
MSNBC is having a field day. John Eastman, former lawyer of Donald Trump, has surrendered to authorities in Fulton County after his indictment in the 2020 Georgia election probe. This is all so crazy. That was yesterday. And again last week, you know, speaking of crazy stuff, you know, on MSNBC headlines, former Arkansas governor, 2024 GOP presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson, or what does Trump say? Ada? Calls him Ada. Can't tell you why. I don't want to get in trouble. I think we're past trouble now. Says he will prosecute Donald Trump during next week's GOP debate. I will be telling the truth. Yeah, that was interesting. people were saying, who is this guy? There's the Jimmy Carter stuff. I don't know if people heard about that, but Carter's grandson says we're in the final chapter. You remember Jimmy Carter? That was back in the days when America had had enough of the Council on Foreign Relations for a few decades. They were like, no more of that stuff. And so along come Rockefeller and Zbigniew to handpick a peanut farmer and surround him with trilateralists. So, you know, it was totally different, much better. And then speaking of that, Biden announced, what the heck did he announce? Speaking of trilateralists, a different sort of trilateral. Let me see if I can find that. We can actually play that maybe. Where is that? And then there's the other fun stuff. You know, Jim Brewer did some interesting bits on this. You know, 2023 so far, talked about that, you know. And Jim Brewer featured, he did a piece recently where he featured the covers of Time magazine from 1977 to 2008. And it was, you know, we're headed into an ice age in 1977. And now it's global warming, obviously. We're melting things. And Greta wants you to be afraid like she is afraid. So it's ridiculous. Where is what I'm thinking about here? Yeah, that's it. More trilateral cooperation. Maybe we can play this real fast, just for fun. Speaking of trilateral cooperation, we gotta have all of these partnerships and agreements and cooperation, because as always, today's friend is tomorrow's enemy. Well, yesterday's friend is today's enemy is tomorrow's friend, and vice versa, actually, is how that goes. So you're either with us again, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, as W says. Here's what Sleepy Creepy Joe said recently, speaking of trilateral cooperation. Go ahead, please.
We're called to lead in new ways, to work together, to stand together. And today I'm proud to say our nations are answering that call. First, we're elevating our trilateral defense collaboration to deliver an Indo-Pacific region that includes launching annual multi-domain military exercises, bringing our trilateral defense cooperation to an unprecedented levels. We're doubling down on information sharing, including on the DPRK's missile launches and cyber activities, strengthening our ballistic missile defense cooperation. And critically, we've all committed to swiftly consult with each other in response to threats to any one of our countries from whatever source it occurs. Okay. That means we'll have a hotline to share information and coordinate our responses whenever there is a crisis in the region or affecting any one of our countries. And today, we've reaffirmed our shared commitment to maintaining peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits and addressing economic coercion. We're going to continue to counter threats from the DPRK, including...
Okay. One of the things Donald Trump talked about in the interview with Tucker Carlson was China building installations in Cuba and NATO, led by, you know, the NATO coalition led by United States military forces and intelligence. I mean, what Joe Biden is talking about there, is that any better? Oh, but we're the good guys. And like with Yevgeny Prigozhin, you know, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter, because there are pirates and emperors, but they're really the same thing. We'll be right back. Network.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
Welcome back. Should play Pirates and Emperors. It's all the same thing. Anyway, Pirates and Emperors, they're really the same thing. So, it's interesting, you know, speaking of the liminal warfare stuff, I talked about that recently, and the way that liminal warfare works so effectively, by the time you start to get wise to what's going on, the operation has shifted. So that you never have time to quite catch up and figure out who's doing, you know, exactly what's being done, who's doing what and exactly what they're doing, I guess. But I think part of the problem is that, you know, speaking of be not deceived, see to it that you be not deceived. Maybe we should play the clip of Malcolm X again right now. It's so fascinating. The stuff that we played yesterday from Chuck Missler's Strategic Perspectives 2015 talk, How to Avoid Deception, applies more broadly than just biblically. As I said earlier in today's broadcast, I think it's, you know, advice for life, generally speaking. And what I mean in this sense or in this particular context is the irony that we are engaged in. I mean, this is war we're engaged in. It's psychological warfare that we are inundated with all around us in a liminal space to avoid detection or avoid complete detection. And keep shifting the battle space and the operation, so to speak. And the irony is that most of us are looking to the enemy's outlets or megaphone or mouthpiece to try to make sense of all of this, as if, you know, as though, you know, we were going to find something in all of the deception that's being put out that will make things clear, you know, as if the devil would straighten things out for us himself, basically. And that's just, man, that's a fool's errand. And so I think one of the bigger traps in that, when you go back to that first deception, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was in view, obviously. You shall not, yea, hath God said, you know, indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. The woman said to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. The serpent said to the woman, you surely shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God. You'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise. This is pride. She took from its fruit and ate, and we all know the rest of the story. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They weren't, you know, in contrast to that, the end of Chapter 2 reads, so they're joined together. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Two genders. I was asked, you know, recently about, you know, does the Bible talk? It's interesting. Speaking of precision in language, and how imprecision exposes one to error. I was asked recently, does the Bible talk about, you know, so was it, what happened? I mean, what was God doing before he created man, you know, creation and man and all of that, mankind? Does the Bible talk about, you know, was there anything, you know, else? Like, were there other creations? Was this like, you know, number 12 or whatever? And I said, no, that's, you know, Scientology, Mormonism, all kinds of other things. Speaking of which, this reminds me of, you know, back to the sort of religious aspect of what's going on, the deception and the demagoguery and all of that. We are, the apostate church is plunging down a Jim Jones, Marshall Applewhite sort of road. That's probably something to talk about later. Anyway, I was asked, you know, does the Bible say anything about that? Were there other, you know, iterations of creation? Like, you know, he did it 10 times and then finally got it right. And I said, yeah, actually the Bible does speak to that. So I said, if you were going to do something and you did it once and then you did it again and you were going to explain it, how would you explain it? The next one you did, you would say, and then I. So, you know, there are 26 letters in the English alphabet. If you start at A, are there any letters before A? The beginning of the alphabet is A. And so the first verse in Genesis reads, in the beginning. So there you go. Precision in language matters. And while we're at it, we could talk about the term universe. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, universe. That's a tangent. That's a bit of a side note. I don't know if you caught any of the debates last night. You know, I said earlier in today's broadcast that I thought it might be humorous to play, you know, something from Springer. But I don't think it would be humorous. If you didn't catch it, maybe go back and watch. I don't think it was terribly informative. You know, it was like WWE theater. Maybe we could play one little bit. There were some interesting hot takes, obviously, after the debates. And, you know, obviously the you know what the Kinzingers, Adam Kinzingers, would call the Christian Taliban was on Twitter after Tucker's episode 19 with Trump, saying that the winner of tonight's debates was Donald Trump. In fact, who was it that said? Where is that? Kerry Lake. Speaking of these kinds of folks, President Donald J. Trump, the first man in history to win a debate without even being on the stage. That kind of stuff. You know, this is fomenting conflict. Speaking of Jim Brewer and his take on this stuff, I thought it was humorous when he was talking about the, you know, 2023 so far, a comedy recap, and how deeply polarized people in America are. And he said, remember the Women's March and all the ladies with the Phrygian cap? Madonna saying, I've thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. And he said, they knew what women were then, which obviously got roaring applause. But this is how crazy, you know, there's no shortage of fodder every day. Things are so crazy. Something that may have been somewhat overlooked, perhaps. Maybe we can do this. Actually, this needs to go over here. Where are we here? Hurricane Hillary. We haven't really talked about that yet. Dane Wigington did a good video on that. Hurricane Hillary, failure, mission accomplished. It's interesting, detailed information, probably worth giving a listen. We might have time for most of that in this segment. Yeah, I think so. Can we do that real quick?
Hurricane Hillary, failure or mission accomplished? Did Hurricane Hillary actually live up to all the Matrix media hype about how catastrophic it would be to regions of the Southwest? Not so much. Were there actually other core agendas behind Hillary's anomalous manipulated moisture trajectory? Are there similar agendas core to other hurricane manipulations and landfalls? Hillary's circulation strength was battered and broken long before the storm ever even reached the U.S. Southwest, but the atmospheric moisture pump that Hurricane Hillary provided had already been manipulated north all the way to the Canadian border, migrating in a clockwise rotation over the Great Lakes around the now-building ionosphere heater-induced high-pressure heat dome that is expected to continue baking portions of the central U.S. in record-shattering temperatures. The Hurricane Hillary moisture flow was then steered into the northeastern U.S., providing yet another chemical cloud-seeding cool-down for the most populated portion of the U.S., the U.S. Northeast, the most anomalous, less warm region, on average, in the entire world for the last 11 years running. That's not nature. It's climate engineering. Ionosphere heater transmissions can and are creating storm-steering atmospheric pressure zones. The NEXRAD network of frequency transmitters can and are being utilized to steer storms by a repelling effect and or scattering the storm moisture altogether. The climate engineers control the flow of precipitation. The climate engineers always attempt to cover the widest possible geographic area with cloud canopies that are seeded with chemical cloud seeding toxic elements. Welcome to solar radiation management operations, aka weather warfare. This image is from the NEXRAD transmitter located at Edwards Air Force Base in the Mojave Desert. As it is being actually energized, this recording was captured as Hillary's moisture was actually passing overhead. This is only one example of such weather manipulation transmissions. The energizing of many other transmitters can be seen in the eastern half of the U.S. as the scheduled record-breaking high-pressure heat dome strengthens, bringing yet more record-high crop-crushing temperatures to agricultural regions of the U.S. There is no natural weather at this point, none. The planet's life support systems have been hacked, have been weaponized, and are now completely unraveling. If we're to have any chance of stopping the climate engineering onslaught, we must first fully expose these operations. And that effort will take all of us. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for specific instructions on how you can help to move this fight forward. Please make your voice heard. Make every day count. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org.
All right. So there's that. We got that in. That's good. But, you know, this is in contrast to the celebration of ignorance that I spoke of earlier. What would happen if the American people were steadfast and resolute and said, we need to root this out and this needs to come to an end. Remember when Alan Watt used to say, what would happen if people marched on their state capital? It would be interesting, wouldn't it? They'd be repelled. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, August 24th, 2023. Another little interesting side note, perhaps, speaking of yesterday's debates, Doug Burgum was rushed to ER, and the story was he was playing basketball. Nothing like warming up for the debates playing basketball, I suppose. But it was interesting. First, you know, there was a lot of concern. Nobody knew, obviously, what was going on. He shows up to the debate in crutches and a walking boot. And the story is that he tore his Achilles tendon. So, you know, in this day and age of the Nietzschean age of Machiavellian political theater and theater and Machiavellian intrigue, I suppose I should say, you could read into the Achilles tendon stuff, and I don't know, probably not, but that was just an interesting little side note, I thought, in the debates. A lot of weird stuff going on, you know. I mean, seeing that and all the other stuff. Larry Elder crying about not making the debates. Weird stuff going on. Very strange. These are the times in which we live. But, you know, like I said in the last segment, what would happen if we were all sober-minded individuals who could have a civil discussion, who could engage in civil discourse with our most vehement political opponents or enemies even? Jesus was asked, they were trying to trick him, which is the greatest of the commandments? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. And then, obviously, we also see that he said, he gives a new command to love our enemy. So what would happen if, as Americans, we behaved in that fashion instead of, you know, in a Nietzschean will to power sort of fashion, in a Machiavellian intrigue and deception sort of fashion? I think that we would return to a kinder, gentler world. We all have choices to make. We all have decisions to make. And I think the patience of Joseph or David or Job is probably the order of the day. I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.